Seek you have settled it.
Taking it.
You have arrived.
Wow.
You have what?
Amen.
And you begin to now command proofs of your arrival at will. Because faith is a mystery that confers mastery. Faith is a force that makes you a master.
We are preaching now, sir.
Amen, somebody.
We are preaching.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, you labor in the word consciously. You work the word. Many people are wondering why things are not working. And things don't work unless you work them. Things don't work unless you
work.
Nothing works unless you work it. I think it's in science where they say that every object assumes a position of rest up until a relevant force is applied to it, right? Yes. So also in the realm of the spirit, every object, every spiritual blessing, package, delivery, entity assumes a position of rest up until a relevant force is applied to it. Now, faith assumes a position of rest, non-activity, up until a relevant force is applied to it. And that relevant force is the labor in the word of God. It's not how many years. You could be in church for years and still not be laboring in the word. But you can take 2-3 days, labor in the word on a particular subject. Boom, you come out to the rest. So it's not about how long. It's about how well. How well are you laboring in the word of God? Not how long have you been in the word of God? Many people have read the Bible for years, but have not read it well in all those years.
They're saying something now.
That's why they still don't have it. You know Joel Austin?
Yes.
His mother. What's her name? Is it Debbie? Oh, his mother. Joel Austin's mother, right? There was a time when John Austin, who is Charles Austin's father, he had a very anointed and powerful healing ministry, right, and casting out demons and what. Now his wife, Mrs. Austin, right, was stricken with cancer. Went to the doctors, they said cancer, he prayed for her, she wasn't healed. All the mighty men of God in that time came, prayed for her, she was still not better. Now the doctor had said, you've got 6 days to live. In those 6 days that were left for her to live, with the remaining strength that was in her system, she sat down and looked for scriptures that showed authority and victory over cancer and over death. When they say, she's still alive even now. She's still alive even now. They had given her 6 days. They had given how many days?
Six.
But she labored in the word and then she entered her rest.
Yeah.
Wow. In 6 days. She got the answer over cancer, over death, in 6 days. She compiled about 40 scriptures and she began to feed and she began to eat those scriptures up until faith burst in her heart. And when faith burst in her heart, the arrested arrived. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Making sense.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, faith is a living force.
Amen.
Is what?
A living force.
Faith is a living force that changes, that forces things to change. What did I say in the afternoon? Faith forces things to change. Yes. Faith forces things to change. Sickness to change to healing. Deliverance to change to bondage to change to deliverance. Poverty to change to prosperity. Faith forces things to change. If you want things to change, then use the force of faith. Because faith is a living force. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Faith is a
living force.
That forces things to change. Matthew chapter 11. Since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. The force there is faith. The violent take it by faith. The violent take it by
faith.
Yes. That is the first day. So since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The word suffer there is not to suffer like your emotion, it's suffering, it's in trouble.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven allows those who have violent faith, who have the force of faith, to take whatever they want. So it's not about, no, we're all God's children. And you see, like if your mother at home buys gifts, Christmas, now she buys clothes for all of you, right? God doesn't do it like that. God has provided everything. And then he says it's according to you, according to your faith. So if you don't rise up in the force of faith, then you've got nothing to deliver. This brother will be blessed. This one is not blessed. Why? Because this brother is engaged in the force of faith, and this one is sitting thinking that it will fall on them like ripe cherries on a tree.
Okay.
Doesn't look like
teach
that.
Us now.
Doesn't look like that.
Wow.
One who's called, who's calling me? Who's calling me? I'm at church, Bella. Amen. What's my phone on? I should switch it off now. Talk after rapture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith is what will make you a commander of the miraculous. It's not your tears. Do you know that your tears are a waste without faith?
Okay.
Yeah?
Do you know that?
God doesn't move because of your tears. Your tears are just a waste of water and salt. Yeah, waste. Without faith. But if there's faith in it, then your tears are an investment. Now, many Christians are busy, Lord, Father, and God is saying, my son, I'm waiting for your faith. Once I see faith, I move.
Yes.
Not tears. Once I see faith, I move.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember when my father was dying. Right. I arrived from school, and his condition had just grown worse. Right, he's now breathing through his mouth and all these things. I went out and I cried. I didn't know what I know now. I went out and I, oh God, why? Father, why? I had a special treat that I used to do many things on. So I went to that treat. Oh God, why? Right, cried. Didn't grow better. Now listen to me. Didn't what? Didn't grow better. Because tears don't change nothing. It's faith that changes things. To him who believes, all things are
possible.
The following day he died. And God says, if I see faith, I'll move. If I see faith, I'll move. And when God looked, he saw tears, no faith. Because says, I can't move. Because without faith, it is impossible
to please
God. Oh. Without faith, I can't move. Because faith is a currency that makes God deliver to you the required commodity that you want. So God must first see the money, and then he gives it to you. Hey, you see these guys with two trucks?
Oh, yes.
You understand? He's holding the thing here.
But
and he, first of all, exchange. Sha, then pa. You understand? So, God must first see faith in your heart. And faith is not here. Faith is here. Faith is here. Faith is of the heart. Not of the mind. Not of the soul. Faith is of the... Because faith is a spiritual thing. Now, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. What does it say? And you should know this one by now. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
No faith is the substance of
things. Come on, let's do it together. Alright, just a count of three. 1, 2, 3.
No faith is the substance of things.
Let's turn again. 1, 2, 3.
Now faith is the substance of things.
Now faith is substance. What's a substance?
Tangible.
Handleable.
Weighty.
You can touch, you can smell, right? Right, because faith is substance. If faith was not substance, if faith was not handleable, then the Bible would not have said, take up the shield of faith in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Right, it wouldn't have said, take up the shield of faith. So it means faith is something that I can take up.
Wow.
I can handle faith. And when I'm handling faith, I know I'm handling faith. Because it's substance. Hello? There's no way that I can hold this chair and not know that I'm holding this chair because I'm holding a substance. Now, faith is a substance. So now, how do I see this faith? Faith is a substance like the oxygen you're breathing right now. It's real, but you can't see it with the natural eye.
Amen.
But when you're breathing, you know you're breathing. That is faith. So you can't see faith with your natural eye. Well, show me faith. You only see the proofs of faith with your natural eye. But when you're handling faith, you know that you're handling faith the same way that when you're breathing, you know that you're breathing.
Wow.
Can you see the air that you're breathing?
No.
So you don't believe there's air. Just because you can't see it. Now also, faith is real. Wow. It's a substance. It's alive. You might not see it with these natural eyes, but it's as real as the oxygen you're breathing right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm almost done. Mark chapter 5, 34. I pray your faith comes alive in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I think if you've been coming, your faith has come alive. Yeah?
Yeah.
You are now able to start believing God for some radical things.
Yeah.
To believe God. And don't wait for situations, because when you wait for situations, then it means you've developed situational faith. You need to. You see, hold it there. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Someone read for us. You guys are slow. What's happening today? I have so many things to tell you, but the way you're doing, I haven't even touched my first point.
This is for whatsoever is born of God.
Whatsoever is
born of
God.
Overcometh the world.
Not some days. But the fact that you're born of, how many people are born of God here?
Yeah.
Maybe someone is doubting that. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. Open your Bible there. I want you to see it. John chapter 1, verse 12. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. John chapter 1, verse 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
But as many as received him.
But as many as received him.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
So, have you received him?
Amen.
So you've been given power to become
the son of God.
A son of God. That says the sons of God, right? Yes, because in the spirit there's no gender. Your spirit has no gender. Right? Gender, male and female is these earthly things. But your spirit, that's why it says the spirit man, the inward man, you understand? Yes. So don't say our Bible is chauvinistic. It's promoting a male chauvinistic mindset. You lack sarcasm.
Rudy!
What do you think like that?
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
To become the
sons of God.
Right now it begins. Let's go. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5, verse 1.
For whatsoever is born of God.
Whatsoever is born of God.
Overcometh the world.
Whatsoever. Are you born of God?
I am.
So you are born of God as well, right?
Yes.
Finish it off.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
This is what overcomes the world.
Even our faith.
So it's your faith that you overcome the world. It's by your faith. Anything that is in the world has been programmed to be overcome by faith. Now, if you don't walk by faith, then you won't overcome. Am I making sense?
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Faith is what makes you overcome the world. Your faith. Now, if you don't have faith, it means you're being overcome by the...
Whoa.
Now, God didn't put you to overcome some days and lose some days. You know, the mountain top experience, valley top, valley bottom experience. There is nothing like that.
There's no such. You said it.
There is nothing like that. It's lies from the devil.
There's no
such. I mean, in my Bible, I saw from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So if it's from faith to faith, it means from victory to?
Victory.
From testimony to?
Testimony.
Yes. Why shall I have testimony and have a defeat? Why shall I have a breakthrough then have a bondage? No. That's not how God, but the foundations are broken because people are not spending time in the Word of God. And you can't win if you're not spending time in the Word of God. You spend time taking selfies. Spend time on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. You know, it's Instagram. We spend time on irrelevant stuff. Instead of spending time building your faith. And God says, according to your faith, it shall be done to you. Matthew chapter 9, right? Matthew chapter 9, the Bible says, certain men came to Jesus Christ and they said that, Lord, heal us. They cried to him. And then Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Two blind men, do you believe I'm able to do this? He didn't respond to their tears. He asked them a faith question. Yes, we believe. And then said, according to your faith. So if one believes that he can do half of it, then it's so partially. But if one believes that fully he can heal me, then he's so fully.
Amen.
So God's not the one who's responsible for what you're receiving. It's your faith.
Amen.
It's your faith. And I pray for you today that may you decide to live by faith so that every day you live a victorious life. Ever winning. When they say, wow, what's happening? I'm winning. That's why here we've got a slogan. Is it working? It's working. Are you winning?
I'm winning.
Because it's by faith. You walk by faith. You walk by faith. So you must win.
Can't lose.
You must. Why must you win? This is the confidence. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. So you win because you walk by faith. You are winning because you are walking by faith. You are winning because you are walking by faith. You are winning because you are walking by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is what overcomes the world. This is what gives us victory. Faith. So we are winning because we are walking by faith. We are winning because faith is the licensed winner.
We are preaching.
Bless us, Victor.
We are preaching, sir.
It's faith. How can I put it? If I put a paper in the fire, who is the winner? Who shall remain? Paper and fire. Who shall remain? Many papers and fire. Who shall win?
Fire
will always win over paper, right? Now, your faith is the fire. The world is paper. Whenever you meet, you must always win. That's how you have been programmed. That's how you have been set up. That as long as you're walking by faith. Because what is faith? Faith is that thing up in God and about God. That makes whatever cannot tell God no, cannot tell faith no. Whatever cannot deny God, cannot deny faith. Whatever cannot refuse of God, cannot refuse faith. So whenever faith appears, the same result God would have received is what the holder of faith would have received. Amen. Or will receive. Amen. Someone smoking here.
Probably outside.
Why am I smelling it when I'm here? Okay, what figure?
Professor.
Can't be okay. Probably outside. Protest. Probably smoking.
Hello. Hallelujah. So what overcome? What are you going? What instrument are you going to use to overcome the world? Not tears. So stop the tears. Get into the faith.
I'm not working now.
Stop
the tears
and get into
to faith.
Because tears won't change anything, but faith will. Amen. Mountains don't move by tears, they move by faith. And now that's why the Bible says, let us labor to enter into rest, which is faith. That's why many people are crying and not walking by faith, because it takes work to enter into faith.
Amen.
Romans 10:17, what does the Bible say? You should know that by now. Faith cometh by
hearing,
and
by
hearing by
the word of God.
So the word of God is the delivery van that delivers faith. Aren't you DHL has cars that deliver packages? Now the word of God is the delivery van that delivers faith. So when you see the word coming, know that faith is inside. When the word comes about prosperity, know that the faith for you to believe for prosperity is inside. When the word comes about healing, not that the faith for you to believe for healing is inside that word. That's why faith for that particular thing comes by hearing that particular word. Right now, I am building your faith generally because I'm teaching you, I'm giving you the word on faith. The word of God is a pregnant woman. Faith is the pregnancy. Okay. Now you must labor in the word to deliver faith.
Please, you are teaching. I hear you. Amen.
You must what?
Must labor.
Which pregnant woman has given birth without laboring? Okay, there's no pregnant woman here yet. You will be pregnant, women.
Amen.
In due time. In time, when you're pregnant, I wonder what you'll be doing.
In due time.
Yo.
In due time.
Yeah.
She will still come to church. Even if they are pregnant, they are coming to church.
Carrying symptoms. Hey, Papa. I might have to know. Let's live life. Let's live life. The future is wonderful.
Amen.
The future is what?
Wonderful.
And I know your Spice Girls, all of you are saying, who? Coming is the time when they're all and then I'll say, I will see you now. When Zenton, I'm going to die on this super team. Talk this. Your mother's in the room. I'll be asking you, tell me! What? Is this satisfying you? And you'll be sitting there. Who gets tired first?
But in 2 times the conversation. Two times.
What about Mr. and Mrs. and the like? It's him. He gets tired very fast. And you won't be feeling nothing.
Prayer.
Nothing, you understand?
And fasting.
And I was like, no. I, my son, And you won't be confessing any sin, you understand? Because now if you could try it, you have to be Lord, forgive me, Lord, Shabra, Shantala, Bra. At that time, you'll be doing it on Sunday morning, on your way to church. And you come to church and say, glory to Jesus. Hosanna, hallelujah. Shantala, hallelujah. Hosanna,
hallelujah.
It's too much. Let me just teach you
first. And I age routine.
And listen to me. Yes, you'll be coming giving offerings cheerfully. If that day will be happy. But now, even if you did it last month, when I say fornication,
what hell routine?
You're offended.
Pastor, move fast.
Girl direction.
Amen. That's the importance of the word of God is amazing.
Amen.
When you do it in the wrong place, it's wrong. When wrong time is wrong, when you do it in the right time, it's a blessing.
Oh, wow.
So choose to fight for the blessings. Push and get the blessings. Don't do the right thing at the wrong time. It becomes a curse. It becomes a wrong thing. It becomes a sin. But do the right thing at the right time. It becomes a blessing. You are blessed.
Amen.
And you are. So tell your beloved, no, me and you, it's only when pastor says you are now husband and wife, that's when we can do that kiss, that all those things. Like, no, where am I going to? I'm not rushing anyway. I'm not dying. So, behave yourself.
I'm not dying.
Amen. Amen.
That is it, Brody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, don't spoil your life.
Amen. Don't spoil our lives.
Don't spoil your life. Don't spoil your destiny.
Wow.
Understand? Don't spoil your life. It's not worth it. Pastor, I think I missed my period. What are you doing? Now you have to discuss, should I keep, should I terminate? Terminate her matter.
It's a conversation, Brody.
Understand? Terminate her what?
Your matter. Matter.
Now you're saying I'm graduating. So, don't. Rather not.
True.
Rather what?
Rather not.
Amen.
Rather wait for when the tone say, I pronounce you. And on your wedding, we won't do this for better, for worse vows.
No.
Those are ungodly.
Amen.
You understand? For better and best.
Yeah.
In health and in health. Understand? No sickness and what interests me.
What is sickness?
No. Our DNA doesn't matter. Let the unbelievers do for in sickness and then for richer, for poor. Ask for richer and richer. Because that's what we're called. By faith. And because faith doesn't have rich and poor.
Does
it? I'm choosing faith. And faith is richer and from glory to
glory.
That's faith. That's faith. When your faith there's ups and downs, hey.
Is it faith?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So what does that say? Our sense of word is a pregnant woman, right? Mm-hmm. And faith is a pregnancy. Yeah. So only those who labor, after the woman has to go into the labor ward, right?
Amen.
Well, now you need to go into the word ward and labor there. Labor in the word, getting scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to have deliver a bouncing baby faith, you must labor bouncing baby labors. And there's no woman who doesn't who gives birth without noticing it. But Pumi.
Wow.
No. You labor, you remember the pushes, the agonizing. So sometimes you'll remember the agony sitting on that chair for hours, searching the scripture. What does it mean? Turning the pages of the scripture, turning the pages of the Bible, checking it out, searching the scripture. What does it mean? Oh, where else does it say this? I can hear. That is labor. Don't think that you're wasting time. You're not wasting time. You are laboring in scripture. And before you notice, the faith is born. The faith comes alive. You have delivered faith, and once faith arrives, rest is arrived. Once you hear the mwah of faith, know that is testimony time. Once you hear faith saying mwah, know that it's miracle time. Now, once you hear that faith as well, just so labor in the word, labor, work hard in the word. You see, you can't be doing this when you're on Facebook.
Okay. Amen.
Every 2 minutes you're on Facebook, you can't labor. Who here has gone to a ward and says, you tell your sister was giving birth recently? Was she on Facebook when she was giving birth? Answer that, push, okay, let me have the status. I'm pushing. Pushing vibes, taking a selfie. who does that? Have you ever? Even in America, so that you've got the best medical care. Have you ever seen them say that, I'm pushing, I'm delivering? You know, pushing, the doctor says I'm pushing. No.
This is a face of a pusher.
Hashtag pusher. You don't do that. Right? Why? For what I'm about to give birth to, I must focus and concentrate. I must make sure that my attention is not divided. Then I will push and push and what? And push. Now the faith that you need is in the word. If you don't push in the word, you can't produce the faith that you need. As you're trying to push, number one, selfie. 2 minutes break. You're wasting time. Before you notice it, you'll be crying tears. And then God won't be responding. Because the Bible says, He's the reward of those who diligently seek Him. Not casual seekers. If you're a casual seeker, you'll end up as a casualty. Those who give the word a casual approach will end up in the casual toward of life.
Amen.
So give it diligent approach. Give it undivided attention. I'm looking for healing. No, this HIV and AIDS cannot remain in this body. Give it undivided attention. Give it rapt attention. You're focusing on it. Your phone is off. Your Facebook is off. You are tuning into the word. What? And by His stripes I was healed. Where else does it talk about healing? In my name. Well, you are checking it out. You are searching scripture after scripture. You are working this thing out. You are even documenting some notes down. Okay. So if it comes by hearing, now I'm here. You are documenting it. You go to sleep day one. You're tired. You don't give up. You come again day two. Labor. Yeah, in the word what? Huh?
Amen.
Does a pregnant woman say that I've pushed 1 hour later that I'm tired? I know I'm tired. Yeah? Like I won't do this again. I've pushed 1 hour. Hey, I want a doctor. I've been pushing for 1 hour here. What's happening? Yeah? Do they say that?
Not at all.
If it takes 6 hours, there are others who go to labor for 2-3 days. Who knows such a story? You know such stories. That shall not be your portion.
Amen.
When within an hour to be done.
Amen.
Because it's an anointed baby. Anointing, because the anointing has flew before. Just whoop, whoop. And I told her, oh, wow. Wow, well, we came up. Amen.
Amen.
This one, 2 days. I'll start praying. I'm growing weak. You are working in faith. Hour after hour, up until faith is born. You must decide tonight whether you want situations to continue in your life or you want the sweet testimony of faith. Then your decision will determine your activity, will determine your actions.
Amen.
You must decide.
Amen.
Do I want this problem to continue in my life, or I want this problem to be solved? If I want this problem to be solved, this problem is easy to be solved once faith appears on the scene. So what am I going to do? I'm going to labor in the word up until the faith is born, which will handle this situation once and for all. Once and for all. Once and for all. Am I making sense?
It's making sense.
Your mother's sick. Which scripture do you have? Which scripture do you have? Pastor, my baby's dying. You're crying. Tears never. Which scripture do you have? Which scripture do you have? Amen.
Amen.
You're tired of walking. Which scripture do you have? You have really a part in the word. Ask you to be really a part.
Amen.
The word is what is pregnant with the faith that you need. Now you can't, you see, the same way pregnant woman, you can't hold that bouncing baby and throw him up and down and send him to the shops and everything, right? Unless you give birth to him. Now the faith that will change your life, you cannot access it until you give birth to it by laboring in the word. Yes, it has come by hearing, but for it to produce, you must labor in the word. It's not going to bore you.
No.
Not at all.
This is like...
Once faith arrives, healing is like breathing.
Amen.
Yeah. Once faith arrives, that dead situation... Look, of all agencies that death respects, he respects faith. Death has no respect for wisdom. Death has no respect for knowledge, understanding, gift of prophecy. Death has no respect for that. But death will always respect faith. Because when death says, ha! When faith says, live! Nah. You can't help but live.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You can be wise but die. But when you are a man of faith, I refuse to die. And death, as powerful as it is to some people, bows down to faith.
Amen.
Death doesn't bow down to prayer, doesn't bow down to the force of holiness. Holy people are dying. They're going to heaven. Death doesn't answer to all those things. Understand? Death bows down. And the most, the greatest thing that many people are afraid of is death. Look, I want to do another seminar that says power over death. Are listening to me? Oh yes, because if you're a Christian and you're still afraid of death, you're not yet born again. Because when you are born again, when you are what?
Amen. Born again.
Maybe we'll do it in December.
Amen.
We'll have plenty of time.
Let's do it in December.
We'll take the whole test. And people won't be at school and what. We'll take time and go through it. Victory over death. Victory over
death.
The Bible says the last enemy that shall be defeated is what?
Death.
Is what?
Death.
Does it really say so? Because Paul writes and says, oh death, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your... Oh grave, where is your victory? Because Christ rose from the grave. And then the Bible says, we are crucified with him, and we have risen with him. So death is not longer a concern to you, because when now you've already passed death. If death was a roadblock here, well now you have passed it. Because when Christ rose, come. If this is the roadblock, the Bible says you were buried with Christ, you were crucified with Christ, and Christ was buried. This is death, and Christ died. And the Bible says you died with him. So where are you? You are here. Now Christ rose, and the Bible says you rose with him. So where are you now? Now many Christians are living in that context, yet their reality is here. Now, faith is what transfers you from there and brings you to your reality. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So then, you know, if I knew this when my father was dying, he would be alive right now.
Amen.
If I knew this last year, he would be alive right now. And listen to me.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Faith will pause death. It says stop.
Yeah.
You're not welcome here. And death bows down and bows out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah?
Oh, this is a powerful
Hello.
Teaching.
Amen.
So from now on, look, your loved ones who die at your permission.
Amen.
Die with your permission.
Amen.
Your mother won't die. When Kenneth Hagin, understand? Papa Hagin.
Mm.
When he died, because he first collapsed and then went to hospital. When he was in hospital, he said to his son, allow me to go. Because by faith, you're not going. We're detaining you here. Yeah. Huh. Are you discussing death, Pastor? I'm talking about death. What is death? When you're full of faith, what is death? It's like when your bank account is full of money. What is bank charges?
Amen.
Yeah. But you notice bank charges when someone sends you 100 rand, and the bank charges are like, 20 rand, go like, this bank is wicked. I'm changing this bank.
Wicked bank.
Hello.
Amen.
Now, when you're full of faith, what is death? It's a toy. You will be toying around with death. Death comes and tries to get your wife. You say, not her. Not here. Not in this house. We haven't planned for funerals right now. Right now, we're planning to go around this world and preach the gospel. And death goes next door. What is poverty at faith? What is poverty? Huh? Poverty respects faith. Come on, somebody. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's that situation in front of you before faith?
Mm-hmm.
What is that challenge, Pastor? This challenge. What is that challenge? You will toy around with it with faith.
Amen.
You'll toy around with it. It's a toy. Eh? It's a toy, this one. So, Pastor, they said they are full of cancer. Cancer is a toy. From today, when the devil sees you, he shall cry.
Amen.
Because of your faith. Because
Amen.
Faith is the weapon that stops the devil.
Amen.
Faith. Taking upon the shield of faith by which you quench the fiery darts of the
Amen.
Enemy. So faith is what stops the devil. Say, not in this house, devil. Not in this body, devil. Not in this year, devil. You understand?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Faith. Faith. So let's go after faith. And the faith that I'm saying let's go after is the faith which comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So let's go after the word. Our faith that we need is in that word. You will try around with them. I've told you, look, I've been saying this for how many years, I don't know, since practical discipleship when I was on campus. And I said, that you choose when to die. I didn't know what I know now, but something in me just told me that if I'm a it's something in me. Huh? From when something you don't know, I choose when to die. When Paul would let us say that, you know what, I do not know whether I should depart and be with the Lord or to remain and be with you. He says, I'm caught between two things. Not knowing whether to depart and be with the Lord, which is far beneficial, which is far greater, nicer, or to remain here in the flesh and be with you, which is far beneficial. He said that, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to remain and be in the flesh for some time for you guys. Paul. You're saying you don't know whether to die or be alive. You're saying that if I die, I'll be with the Lord. It's nicer there. But if I remain in my body, it's beneficial for you guys. Says, I don't know what I will choose. But you know what I've decided? I'm going to remain behind for your sake. Paul. Now, can I ask you? What makes other believers have such confidence? Because Paul is not boasting. It's not wishful thinking. He's speaking reality that I can go, but I won't, like he's planning to go to Joburg. And asked when I should I fly to Joburg or should I take a bus? It's like that. And he's discussing death.
I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid.
Well, if you're afraid to die and you're a Christian, something's wrong with your salvation. Yeah. Something's what?
Wrong.
What's wrong with going to see Jesus? No, Pastor, I first need to build my house. There's better housing there. Pastor, I need to get married. There's a place where marriage is not relevant.
You said it, Bruce.
Pastor, I don't have a car. There's a place where there's chariots. Pastor, I first need to own a shop. There's a place where food is without scarcity. You don't buy it. You don't work for it. There's a land with no mosquitoes. No cockroaches. None whatsoever. There's a land. So what's wrong with going there? But go there when you're ready to go there.
Amen.
That is determined by your faith. Many people have died a death which was not theirs.
Yeah.
Many people have died a death which was not theirs. Many people have died a death which was not theirs. Because they did not take time to build and to develop faith. So as I'm talking to you now, it's now your responsibility to every day consciously build faith. Seek the word. Get into the word every single day to consciously get into the word. If you don't, when death comes, knock it, ko. And find that you're not ready, he says, Asam, you're gone. Who can be? When it comes, I say, ko, says, not now, devil. I still need to preach a bit. Wait a bit. Come again some other time. Death. I remember Smith Wigglesworth.
Amen.
Man, apostle of faith.
Yeah.
One day, he wakes up at night, he hears a sound in his lounge. And he goes there and he sees on the rocking chair, on his rocking chair, the devil with the horns is there. And then he just looks at, oh, it's only you, devil. I thought it was someone important. And he went back and slept. And the devil couldn't do nothing. I pray that your faith comes alive, that you call the devil to your bololo in your life.
Amen.
It's not the tears.
Amen.
It's not the Bible version you're carrying. It's the faith working in your heart.
Amen.
Do you believe these things? Do you believe these things? As I'm preaching, as I'm speaking like this, do you believe what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't think so. Do you? Right now, an SMS message comes. Going. 10,000 been deposited to your account. What do you do? What do you do?
Shocked.
What is that? Give to church. You guys are liars. These guys are not giving you 10 grand now. You say 10,000. No, the message has arrived now. Going.
Come shocked, bro.
10,000. You thank the Lord. You'll be happy. You won't call the bank to say, show me proof of the money. You guys are liars. All of you guys are liars. You'll be worried. I'll call the bank. I know. You won't call the bank to say, show me proof. Right? You won't have a proof. You'll be happy. You will believe that SMS. The SMS says you got 10,000. Someone just deposited 10,000. Right? You just hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've got 10,000 in the bank account. You even change the way you walk. Why? I got an SMS that says I've got
10,000.
Now the word of God has got SMS to you. Saying you've got blessings, saying you've got healing, saying you've got all things that you need. But how come you're not changing the way you talk? How come you're not changing the way you walk? How come you're not changing the way you think? Absa sends you an SMS now. You Kalok, because you know you got an SMS. Now, God just sent you an SMS, in my name you shall cast out devils. Why don't you say, devil, not here? Why? Why? You don't believe this text message that you're holding. You are not believing this text that is in front of you.
Amen.
It's like a story. You have more faith in Absa. They don't have to show you the money. Who's got money in their bank account right now?
It's me, bro.
You've got money in your bank account. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What proof do you have that the bank hasn't spent your money?
Is that one?
Huh? What proof? What makes you believe that you've got money?
I have a slip.
You have a slip?
Yes.
You deposited the money?
Yes.
And you got a slip? So you are know. You know that whatever happens, your money is there. When you want it, you just locate a bank or an ATM and you withdraw your money.
Yes.
Now, this is a bank loaded with goodies. Okay, this is my channel. But the Word of God is a bank loaded with blessings, with goodies, with everything that you require. Why then are you doubting this slip? Why are you doubting this slip?
Unbelievable.
You rather believe Absa or FNB or whatever, Capitec. You rather believe what? When they send a text message, 5,000 deposited in your account from someone in Limpopo. And you say, oh, chillings. What does chillings mean? Now you are carrying the most serious text message in your life. And the one who gave you that text is more than able to deliver what is texted you about. Why don't you change tonight and say, Chilitzi Chamotzi? I can never pretend. Why can't you say Chilitzi? Ah, today, I got grace today.
No one actually did.
No one actually did. Why don't you stand up and say, as I'm preaching like this, why are you not standing up and don't want to chill it? And then you decide, look, when that text message comes, will you still go back to being gloomy and grumpy?
No.
Because the information that has come in is good. Is what? Now the word that is coming in is called the good news. Why don't you then refuse to go back to a life of sadness and mediocrity and average because of the word that has come in? Why? Why today are you excited tomorrow? Life. The text message is still saying the same thing. The text message is still saying the same thing.
I love this message.
The text message is still saying the same thing. Why up and down? Yet the text message is still saying the same thing. That text message from Absa, 2 hours later, is still saying 10. You haven't withdrawn. Yes, the amount changed. It's still there, right? It's still there. That word, healing is still there. Hasn't changed. In Absa, you change SMS. When you make your withdrawal, in that, you change. 10,000, you withdraw 2,000, it's 8,000, your heart begins to feel a bit bad. That's charges, right? But that text message is not changing. You get blessings in January, it doesn't change. You get blessings in March, it doesn't change. It's still loaded. It's still, that's why God's word is not updated.
I got it.
Because God, come on now, somebody. It does not change. That text message is still saying 10,000, yet you withdrew 20,000.
Yeah.
It's still saying sufficient funds. Sufficient funds. That text message is saying, ask and it shall be given. It's still saying sufficient funds. Why then are you living life as if there's insufficient funds?
Yeah.
Sufficient funds in God's account for you. Why? 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 All that God ever gave, the only responsibility God ever gave is to build your faith.
Yeah.
And then he even tells you how to build it by hearing his word. You're not responsible for bringing the word, you're just responsible for hearing the word. Can say insufficient. So the balance that is reflecting here shows deposits that might not have cleared, or some checks that might not have what? Yeah, so they're saying that in case there might be some money, but it's not yet reflecting because it's not yet cleared. But God says what you see is what you get. He says to Abraham, how far can you see? As far as your eyes can see. Says Abraham, if you read my word and you see a balance that you like, then what you've seen is what you're getting. He's not saying that there's something that I haven't cleared underneath. No. He's not saying there's a check that I still have to clear. No. He says, if you see healing, you get it. If you see prosperity, you get it. If you see miracle jobs, you get it. If you see the anointing, you get it. If you see the marriage you desire, the balance has been set. Yeah?
Amen.
All the checks have been cleared.
Amen.
Christ said, it is finished.
Amen.
When or why then? This text, this balance, this bank statement has been loaded. How many years have you been carrying it?
Yes.
Not withdrawing. Dying of thirst, your bank account is loaded. Sleeping hungry, your bank account is loaded. Being naked, your bank account is loaded. Having to negotiate for school fees to be paid, your bank account is loaded. Eh? Even if I was that pastor, I used 10,000, I withdrew 10,000 from my faith account. When you come tomorrow, the balance is still as if you never did anything. Can the sea ever be empty? Even if you take all these big trucks and then you put all the water, can the sea ever be empty?
No.
God's blessing for you is greater than any sea in the world. It can never be empty. It can never run out. It can never be empty. It can never run out. The only thing that is required is your faith. I would say deeper than the ocean. That the ocean is deep. There are things that scientists haven't discovered in our oceans right now. They still haven't discovered in our oceans right now. Hello? Now there are some blessings you haven't discovered that are in God. It's just waiting for your faith to make the withdrawal. And the faith that I'm talking about that makes the withdrawal is not far from you. It's coming by the word. If you hear the word, just believe the word. And the faith for you to believe the word comes with the word that you're hearing. As I'm speaking, it's like, I agree. Yes, it is so. Yes, it is so. And then as you believe it, it becomes.
Amen.
Yeah? If that bank account, if that notification from Absa is able to make you... Hush! LP! God is good. God is great.
Don't want to change.
An Absa text message made you change, made you say all these things, made you feel good, made your mood shift. How much more the text message of life that says, come unto me all without money and I'll provide. How much more the text message from the Father of all flesh. How much more the text message from God Almighty. How much more? I'm asking how much more? Ask your neighbor, say how much more?
How much more?
If after church, I'm not gonna do.
Yo.
I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yo.
But
yo.
Then as I'm about to leave church, I'm going away. Some money. Look, I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm redirecting my life. So what is it? If I'm reading the word and I see a text that I like, I must redirect my life. I was once poor, but I saw you became rich. So I begin to dress accordingly. Because I'm redirecting my life. Before I saw the text message, yes, I was going to go home and sleep because I didn't have money. But now I saw the text that allows me to do what I want to do, eat how I want to eat, drive what I want to drive. So I'm changing those plans. I'm putting them down. When you see that text in the word of God by faith,
amen.
By faith,
amen.
I said by faith. You begin to change how you talk. You begin to change how you walk. You begin to, because you saw that text that gives you, but in ikunya, yes, ikunya, that gives you the confidence. That gives you the boldness. You saw a text. You saw a text. You saw a text. And you're able to say, no, guys. No, let's go. I'm going to tell you. Let's go to Burger King. Chilled. You're relaxed.
Got this.
You get this. Whatever you want. Why? Because you saw a text. You saw a
text.
Now you've seen a text there that says that you shall be blessed in the land and blessed in the city. You see that text. Then you begin to say, no. If I'm blessed, if I'm squatting in a one-roomed house, it can't be blessed. So I refuse this life from henceforth because I've seen a text that allows me to boldly and confidently change my life. It's not depending on God. God has put the deposit. It's now up to you. God has put the
deposit.
It's now up to
me.
God has put the
deposit.
The same way your father deposits money into your account. Whose problem is it now?
Mine.
Whose problem is it now?
Mine.
How you spend it is up to
me.
It's up to
me.
Now God has put a deposit and he put it in the word and he sent you a text message. Whose choice is it now?
Mine.
Let me end here today.
I'm loaded.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's take a few questions.
Faith is it?